Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now listening to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join the group and post up. We'd love to have you. What's going on, bro?
Nothing.
As always. Well, not really as always, but this is this week's sports episode. We're still talking a little football today. We're going to talk the XFL. Right now, All-Star Weekend for the NBA is going on. So we're going to talk that a little bit. We're going to talk a little wrestling. A little WWE, a little NXT, a little AEW. NXT has a pay-per-view event coming up this Sunday. Takeover Portland. AEW's got a pay-per-view event coming up in a week or two called Revolution.
Yeah, I wouldn't know nothing about it.
And, you know, in good news, the Astros apologized for cheating.
So.
Don't really make a difference, but they apologized. Should they be stripped of their World Series championship, man?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Take them rings.
Take
that trophy.
Take that trophy.
Yup.
Wipe them from the record books.
Yup.
Just put up there vacant.
Yup.
Vacant is the greatest champion of all time. Just know that.
Shit.
But in the NBA, just before we got on the air, man, you was telling me about the slam dunk contest.
Uh-huh.
Who's going to be in the slam dunk contest this year?
I only know two of the people.
Can you at least name the people that are going to be in it?
I can only name two of the people.
Oh, you can't even pronounce the motherfuckers' names?
No, I don't even know who they are.
Oh, I was saying, can you at least pronounce their names?
I don't know who they are.
I know you don't know who they are, but...
I mean, maybe I could pronounce their name if I knew who they was.
Oh, so it doesn't tell you who they are. It's
no.
It's blank. Oh,
I told you, I only know two of the people that's actually in it.
Oh, I thought you were
saying. One is a white boy and another one is a dude from Miami.
But
I don't know who they are. that's what I meant.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
I mean, I guess I can look it up real quick. It ain't that hard.
The celebrity basketball game.
I watched that.
Came on last night. As you guys know, we record these on Saturday. So Friday night, the Celebrity All-Star Game came on. Who was in that game, man? They had Common out there.
He won MVP.
Darius Miles was out there.
Yep.
Quavo from the Migos was out there.
He's garbage.
He garbage on the floor? He garbage in basketball? Or is he garbage in rapping? Which one are we talking about here? Yeah.
Both.
Both. Okay. Both. All right. I saw a clip where Darius Miles straight dropped the F-bomb on national TV.
Yeah.
And then apologized immediately.
He like, had to. He was like, family show.
Family show.
Family show.
That was a good clip. I like that.
So
I saw Common getting this shit rejected. I don't know who did it. It was a woman. But, you know.
Okay, I got the people.
All right, who we got?
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard?
I don't know why. Aaron Gordon, who will probably going to win it.
Aaron Gordon.
Derrick Jones.
Derrick Jones. That's the guy from Miami?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And this white boy named Pat. If you can pronounce that, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Pat from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to hear somebody say that shit first before I just say it.
Sorry, Pat.
And sorry, we didn't know how to pronounce your name, but Pat from Milwaukee is going to be in there. I don't know, man. It doesn't sound like an intriguing lineup, man. So.
Yeah, because Zach LaVine ain't in it.
Right. He's in a three-point contest, right?
Yes.
Who else is in a three-point contest?
Man, I gotta look that up too.
Hey, man. This is probably one of the few episodes where we actually fact checking shit. Because, you know, you can't just be like, yo, it's two dudes. With two dudes. Nobody knows those two guys. We really didn't know those two guys.
No.
I have no idea who those guys are. At all. You know. But with the All-Star festivities, the Rise of Stars game also came on last night. Do you know who won that? The Rising Stars Challenge? Who won that?
USA.
The USA. So, okay. USA versus world.
Mm-hmm.
So the USA team won it. Cool.
Yep.
I heard with Bridges got MVP of that shit. Miles Bridges. Is that who it was?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's whatever. We ain't looking that up. You got those
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Who you got for the 3-point contest?
Davis Bertans from Washington.
Okay.
Devin Booker. Devontae Graham. Joe Harris. Buddy Hield or Hyde, whatever.
Buddy Hield from He used to play for Sacramento.
He's still there. Zach LaVine.
Duncan Robinson.
The probable winner, Trae Young.
Duncan Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
What, his mom grew up watching the Twin Towers or something? She grew up watching David Robinson and Tim Duncan get it in?
Maybe.
Goodness gracious. Where you get a name like Duncan Robinson from?
I don't know.
Okay. And then, of course, on Sunday, tomorrow night, will be the All-Star game. We will not be watching it. If you are expecting us to watch it, you must don't know us that well.
No, we're watching TakeOver.
You must don't know us that well, because we'll be watching TakeOver.
I watched the Daytona 500 before I watched the NBA All-Star game, and they just go around in a circle.
Me too. I ain't gonna lie. Me too. I would absolutely. So,
I used to love the Daytona 500.
Yeah. So that's your portion of that particular substance.
Yeah, because that's tomorrow, too, the Daytona 500.
The Daytona 500 is tomorrow as well?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Thanks for telling us. So, yeah, watch the Daytona 500, and then... Well, catch some of the Daytona 500, and then turn the TakeOver, and then go back to the Daytona 500, because they should be on the last lap by the time that it goes off.
It should be over by, like... 7, the latest.
Oh, it should be over by 7. Oh, yeah. I thought they were starting.
No. They start during the day, and then it goes into the night because it's so long.
Okay. Yeah, that's
right. You can't start that at night.
I'm just saying.
Not a 500-mile race. Come on, man.
Hey, man. You know.
They'll be there till midnight. You can't do that.
Midnight. I mean, shit. Under the bright lights, dog. Shh. I ain't gonna lie. That's... It depends, man. It depends. But I thought that would be good. Motherfuckers, people at NASCAR don't give a fuck what time they get out. They don't care.
I don't know, man.
We drinking beers. We tailgating. And they making another left turn. We good.
Except on road courses.
Yeah.
Where they get to make a right.
Now, was it last week or a couple weeks ago? No, I think it was last week. No, it wasn't last week. It was a couple weeks ago. We sat on the show and we talked. Well, I tried to talk about the XFL. And the look that this man gave me was like, yo, why the fuck is we talking about this shit? But we both gave the product a chance.
Yep.
He said he would. He gave the product a chance. So we watched last week's games. I watched all four of them.
I watched one game in one quarter of another.
Okay, I watched them on replay. I only watched one game live. The game that we both watched live, I think I was texting you when we were watching it.
Yeah.
We were watching the DC. No, we were watching the New York Guardians
mm-hmm.
versus the Tampa Bay Vipers.
Yep.
Before we talk about that game, let's just talk about your overall impressions of the sport. What did you think of the XFL product before we get in-depth in that game?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I'm not going to say I didn't like anything about it. I think I liked everything about it, to be honest.
We had the both teams using their own signature footballs.
Yep.
So each team, you know, their game balls were specifically for them.
Like they do instant replay with an Xbox controller.
Instant replay with an Xbox controller. That was probably the funniest shit I've seen. That probably was the funniest, because he was up that joint. I didn't see it the first time, because I wasn't paying attention to that.
Oh, I caught that right away.
Yeah. The second time they was doing it, it was a play specifically where they were reviewing a catch. No, they weren't reviewing a catch. They were reviewing a fumble. It was a catch, a turn, a hit, a fumble, a recovery, and a touchdown. So they were reviewing all of this. And the dad was going through the motherfuckers. I was like, yo, this nigga really is using an Xbox controller.
More lean back in his chair, chilling.
I was like, one of the things that I pretty much liked about it was the transparency. Where you had him in the booth, he was reviewing the play, but he's talking that shit through with the referee on the field. He's talking his shit through.
Well, I'm sure they do that in the regular league, but we don't get to hear it.
Yeah, we don't get to hear it. I think one of those things that we got to hear that type of stuff.
They let us hear a lot of stuff, man. Let us hear the coaches call the plays.
They let us hear the coaches call the plays. They actually did in one of the first games, one of the games that came on Saturday, they actually interviewed a guy after he got hurt. He was on the field, still talking to the trainers. They didn't interview him that. They interviewed him after he came off the field. But you could hear the microphones because he was mic'd up. So you could hear him talking to the trainer about, yo, my ankle, you know, this shit, it hurts. It hurts right now. But I might can make it through this game, but I know I'm going to feel this shit in the morning. Like, this is the conversation that he having with the trainers. And you could hear all of that. Now, to a certain extent, I would probably say, we don't want to hear everything. We don't want to hear him, like, groaning and shit. But he felt like he was in an eye state. He wasn't, like, writhing in pain. I wouldn't want to hear that shit.
I don't think they wouldn't let you hear that.
But another one of the things was the sideline interviews. They interviewed motherfuckers after big scores.
Oh, yeah. You throw an interception, you got a mic right in your face.
One of the funniest ones was when they interviewed the kicker after he missed the field goal. Imagine being an NFL kicker and you miss a field goal and they come to you as soon as you leave off the field like, yo, what happened out there? That is compelling television right there.
No, that's fucked up what it is.
It's fucked up, but you got to admit, you like that shit. You can't tell me you didn't like it. Like, we won't just explain yourself, sir. You went out there and you missed the one thing that you supposed to be able to do. And you missed. Explain yourself, sir.
Yeah. I watched the game today, man. It was a terrible game. Terrible, terrible game.
Yeah, DC blew out the team that blew out the Vipers last week.
Yes.
They blew out the New York Guardians. When I looked at it, they were up 21-0.
The final score, I think, was 27-0.
27-0.
I will say, in defense of the Guardians, their starting center and one of their starting guards did not play.
Yeah.
So, it showed. It really showed. You know, there were bad snaps all over the place. They was just rushing straight up the middle on dudes.
Yeah. But hopefully that doesn't hurt the overall product. I mean, I understand that the XFL is a league that it's new, it's fresh. They're trying to make this shit work.
Yeah, talent is limited. So if you somebody gets hurt and you got to plug in that backup,
yeah, it gets rough out there. Yeah, man, dude. That's with any fucking sport, really, and that's with the NFL too.
I mean, yeah, but when you're in a league where you play with scraps anyway.
Yeah. It's hard. But that's in the NFL. That would be in the NFL too. Starting centers. We just seen starting centers go down and the whole line falls apart. We just seen that shit happen in the NFL. So hopefully that's not let's not indict those guys for that. Let's not hold that against them. Like, okay, we had a horrible game. Now I don't want to watch the product anymore. You done seen some badass NFL games.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm going to stop watching. I'm just saying it was just a bad game, and I know why.
Right.
You know?
And one of the other things that I liked about it was the kickoff. I know when we were explaining the rules of the kickoff, it was kind of hazy. I still probably couldn't explain it to you. But they made for some dramatic plays with that kickoff, man. I don't think nobody's run one back yet of the four games that I saw. Nobody ran one back.
No, I don't think so.
One of them was broke off for like 50 yards, though. It was a good little break off in the first game.
Yeah, that was by one of the guys on the DC team.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got the transparency. You got the fast pace of the game because the play clock is only 25 seconds. So you got people moving. Another thing that I liked was the fact that all the skill players got the mics in the hemp. Well, the headphones.
Yeah.
Got the headset.
They can all hear the play call.
It makes
from the coach without hearing, like, they don't even have to huddle up.
They don't have to huddle up at all. And it makes it quicker for them to get audibles in, for them to see what the defensive coverage is. You know, I felt like the game being that transparent and being that fast-paced, it made for some good television. It made for a good watch, in my opinion.
I also liked the extra points.
The extra point system was good. Yeah,
because if you're down by 18, you can go for three. Get that touchdown and go for three, then you down by one score.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of needing three scores in the NFL.
What did you think about the two-minute warning period? They call it the comeback period, where the clock stops after every possession.
I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
First four games,
It stops, but after, like, I think the 22nd mark on the clock, it starts back up.
Yeah.
So you get an extra of a free 5 seconds without the clock running.
Right. So, I mean, that I thought that was pretty interesting. It really didn't take that much of effect in the games that I saw.
No.
You know, the momentum swings with the conversions was where I saw games change. Because, like, that very first game was so close. And it was down to a conversion is how the other team won the game. So, that was the pendulum swing for me. But the two-minute warning thing in the comeback period didn't really have too much effect on the game's outcome. But I could see it down the road having an effect on the game's outcome.
Oh, yeah, especially when you got two good teams playing against each other.
Yeah.
Because there are some bad ones out there. I know it's only an eight-team league, but...
Speaking of bad, the Vipers. The Tampa Bay Vipers. That's the game we watched.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us watched that live. We was texting back and forth.
Yeah.
Their quarterback, Andrew Murray.
He might be the worst quarterback in the league. They should start the black guy.
He's horrible. Andrew Murray is horrible. Now, I didn't know this until after we had watched the game, but that motherfucker was a quarterback in the AFF. The league that folded last year.
Hey.
Like, bro, this dude couldn't make a pass. Like, at all.
Nah, he was terrible.
But, good news. He's out this week. The good news is he out this week. The bad news is it's due to an injury. That's the bad news. I don't wish no injuries on people, but he's out this week.
They playing right now.
They are playing right now. Let's see what we got here. So... You know,
it's over.
Nope, the game is over. The Tampa Bay Vipers did lose.
They lost 17-9.
And, looking at the box score, the black guy that you wanted to start didn't start. He threw 7 passes in that game.
They need to fire their head coach right now.
Who, Mark Trestman?
Yeah.
Of course they... I told you before the season even started. I was like, Mark Trestman, they a coach? The guy that used to coach the Bears? Oh, he's got to be the worst coach. He's got to be. And he is. He shows it. He shows it. Their starting quarterback was 16 for 27, 59% completion for 154 yards, no TDs, and 2 interceptions. They lost 17-9 because they're horrible.
I mean,
he's going to be the first coach in the XFL to get fired.
A coach already got fired last week.
For real?
Yeah.
Who?
The LA Wildcats defensive coordinator.
Word
up.
Word.
Yeah. Pepper Johnson, he got fired.
Oh, because he let Houston put 37 up on him? Wow. Y'all, how you fire the guy after the first game? Wow. That's crazy to me.
Hey, when you know it ain't good, you got to get rid of them.
Yo, that's crazy. But what else did you like about the game, man?
I mean, that's pretty much it, really. The only thing I really didn't like... Oh. Just a couple things I didn't like. For one, the New York team... They need to play in a soccer stadium, get up out that football stadium, because it looked mad empty up in that bitch.
Right.
Compared to all, like, some of the other stadiums that were kind of full because they were smaller.
Yeah.
Being in that big-ass stadium when you...
But their attendance was just as good as everybody else's.
Yeah, but...
It was 17,000 plus in the joint.
I understand that. When you only got that one low bowl filled up and the rest empty.
Now, the game that was on just now... That just finalized here, the Vipers versus Seattle. Seattle is playing in CenturyLink Field.
Yeah, I haven't seen it though, so I don't know what it looked like.
I would say it probably looked the same. Like they just got the lower bowl field because CenturyLink Stadium holds what 100,000 people. Like you're not gonna fill that shit up. But I think as long as they continue to have consistent attendance, what they could do to kind of mask that, and I've heard this idea stated a few times, being that Vince McMahon is one of those people that you don't know who he is. He owns the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE.
Everybody know who the fuck Vince McMahon is. Come on.
If you don't know, I'll just educate you. They refer to a term as hard cam. And what they do in their wrestling events is they take everybody that's in the arena and they put them on one side. And that's all they show. So if they ever do a camera shot where they pan in the crowd, they only pan in that one little section where they have filled the people in. Being that the XFL is using a hard cam, they should be able to do the same thing. To a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Because when you do replays, you got to look at it from all angles.
Yeah.
You're going to see that emptiness.
You're going to see that emptiness.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But, it is what it is. One of the things that they were talking about on the sports shows, they were saying that the XFL needed star power. They need to bring in some people like Johnny Manziel, like Colin Kaepernick, like Tim Tebow. To bolster the star power to make people want to watch this league.
Tebow, maybe, but the other two, no.
Now, I personally don't feel that the league needs star power.
No, it just needs good football.
What you need to do is the people that you have that are making waves, that are playing their asses off, like a Cardale Jones, who finished today 23 of 37, for 276 yards and two TDs. You take a person like him who's balling and make him marketable.
I don't know, man. He black.
Well, take it. I don't know who anybody else is out there. You can take somebody. If you don't want to take a black guy, take a white guy. Make him marketable.
You know how Vince feel about black people. I'm not saying Vince is racist, but he is not going to market you well. He going to have you throwing pancakes.
That's the wrestling point. That's the wrestling point. Over on the football operations side of things, the president of operations for their football operations is Andrew Luck's father, Oliver Luck. I'm sure this guy knows how to market football. I'm sure he knows how to make a player marketable. As long as people are doing their thing and playing good football, I believe that you can find a way to market these guys. It ain't got to be a black guy. If you don't, if you feel like this man can't properly promote a black guy,
nope,
then get some white guys that he can promote, because that's what he seems like he knows how to do.
We see them play.
We've seen the white guys play.
Yeah, man.
They trash. They trash. But you know what, though? Vince McMahon is known for shoving a trash-ass white guy down our face. He's the ultimate man to make promos happen. So let's get this done. I don't think you need to bring in those outside stars, especially like Colin Kaepernick, who's all about that money. I heard he did reject a XFL offer because it just wasn't feasible for him. He didn't want to just make.
No, he don't want to play football.
Yeah,
he wants to be an activist, and that's fine.
They interview
perfectly fine.
They had an interview with Terrell Owens. I still don't know why the fuck it's not Terrell, but Terrell Owens. They asked him if he would be in the league. They was like, he's looking for at least $5 million. Like, nobody's paying you $5 million to come play, nigga. Like,
no.
Not in this XFL. They don't make that kind of money yet. Relax yourself. You know? But another thing that they try to make it seem like that this league is specifically going to be a farming league for the NFL. Like, they should just be happy that they're on television and that they're trying to make a name for themselves so they can go to the big league.
Nah, I don't think it's that.
Yeah, I don't think it's that either.
It has no affiliation with the NFL. None whatsoever. And I guarantee you, though, the NFL is going to take some of their rule changes.
They sure are. They sure are.
Word up.
And everybody's going to know it, especially if it sticks around. If it sticks around, everybody's going to know that you're stealing ideas. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, you took that from them.
Yep.
Because you can't say, oh, well, it was a league that nobody saw. These motherfuckers come on ABC, Fox, ESPN. Yep. Like,
Vince McMahon made sure he on all the major networks.
Yeah.
So, word up. Saturday and Sunday.
So they're on major networks where eyeballs can be on it. So you can't say, oh, well, it was just a league nobody saw.
And from everybody I've talked to, everybody that watched it likes it. I haven't heard one person say they did not like the XFL. They did not like what they saw.
Yeah. Now, there's people that say they didn't like certain things. Like, they didn't like the fact that people were being interviewed right after they come off the field. They didn't like the fact that you could hear the coaches play. Some people didn't like that. You know, some people didn't like the transparency. They wanted to keep a little bit of mystery behind it. Me, personally, I don't give a fuck about you calling the play. Because all y'all motherfuckers use the same terminology anyways.
Yeah.
They just change up the lingo just a little bit. But you, a stick route is a stick route, motherfucker. It's the same shit. The stick concept is a stick concept. It's going to always be that.
Yeah.
You might call it something different. But we all know that's the stick. It's a stick concept.
Yeah. A nine is a nine.
You know? Shit. Like, you could call it something different, but a go route is a go route. Whether you call it a nine, whether you call it a fly route, whether you call it a go route, it's still the same thing. Niggas running straight. Like, you can call it whatever you want to call it. So, at the end of the day, with the way that the league is ran and how fast-paced it is, at the end of the day, man, are you more talented than me? Are you more skilled at this than I am? And that's what we're seeing out here. We seeing motherfuckers that are, yeah, I'm more skilled than you. I want to win this more than you want to win this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's our take on the XFL. You got anything else for it about that?
They just need better quarterback play.
Need better quarterback play?
And I know you can only deal with what you got.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I did see a lot of receivers dropping passes, man.
Yeah.
I know that don't help the quarterbacks at all, so, you know. But that's why you're not in the NFL.
Not yet. Yeah. But then we also got NXT, which you watched that this Wednesday, right?
Yep.
What did you think of that show, man? It's the go-home show before the Portland pay-per-view.
For me, for it to be a go-home show before a takeover, it was a poor show. I mean, it's good. It's poor by NXT standards. I'll say that.
Okay. I think the show opened up with Roderick Strong, right?
Yes.
He had a match versus Brunson.
Well, Reed. First he cut a promo.
He did cut a promo, yep.
On
Velveteen.
Velveteen Dream, because he had Marina, his wife, and his son spray painted on his pants.
Ooh.
Said, "Call me up, Marina." Yo, those fight words.
I mean, Marina ain't that far though. Marina is not that far. She is in the building. She For real. Is not that far.
She in the locker room across the hall.
Yeah. Well, nah, she in the locker room down the hall.
Whatever.
Because she in that loser locker room.
That's so messed up.
Let me stop fucking around with her like that. But yeah, he cut the promo on Velveteen. You know? And what did you think of that match that him and Brunson had?
It was better than I thought it would be.
Right.
Like, NXT does not put on bad matches, really.
They sure don't.
So, you know, that's what I love about it. The in-ring wrestling is great.
Yeah. Now, Velveteen just coming back. So, him and Roger Strong, it looks like they're building a program. They are not fighting each other at the pay-per-view. But I'm thinking they'll probably be...
Oh, they have a match. It's scheduled for Wednesday.
Scheduled for Wednesday. Okay. Cool. So that's after the pay-per-view.
After TakeOver, yeah.
Good. But I think it's the start of a program, probably, right?
Probably.
Then after that, you had, what, Dakota Kai versus Candice LeRae?
Yep.
What'd you think of that match?
It was a good match. I knew Dakota was going to win.
Yeah. Dakota using her heel tactics. One with the most devastating move in all of wrestling. The roll up.
That wasn't even really a roll up. That was like a reverse move. And she yeah. held her shoulders down and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
But I was... It's a joke. It's a little running joke that they have on, like, all wrestling.
Yeah, I know. That's Baron Corbin's kryptonite, man.
The most devastating move in all wrestling.
He gets rolled up. It's over. It's over.
Then after that, in my opinion, was probably the best match of the night. Johnny Gargano versus Cameron Grimes.
Yeah, that was good.
I like that match, man. Them two dudes, they go. Nah, you know what? Because then you had Leo Rush versus Angel Garza.
Yo, that Leo Rush versus yeah. Angel Garza match.
That's why I was like, nah, let me go back. Yeah, that match was incredible. But back to the Johnny Gargano, Cameron Grimes match. It was a pretty good match, you know. At the end, of course, Johnny Wrestling picked up the win.
Well, we knew he was going to pick it up.
Yeah, no, he wasn't going to lose a match going into his match versus Finn Balor this Sunday. And you said that you had Finn Balor winning that match, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good. And then, like I said, man, we had the Angel Garza versus the the man of the hour, Leo Rush. Those two dudes, every time they get in the ring together.
I'm going to tell you, I didn't like that moth that they put on his Jumbotron.
Nah.
Why you put a giant moth up there? He's the man of the hour, not a fucking moth.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. Sometimes they do questionable shit. He's the man of the hour. He's 24 now, so he should go back to calling himself the 24-year-old piece of gold. Like, hey. This shit writes itself. 24K, nigga, he writes itself.
He needs some gold.
Yeah, the Cruiserweight belt isn't gold.
No.
Yeah. No, they did not change it, though. It's they not purple anymore.
Yeah, it's a black strap now.
Well, it's not even a black strap.
It's black.
It looked like it still got a little bit of the speckle in it, though.
But it's black, though.
Yeah.
The leather is black. It ain't purple.
I know it's not purple. It still looked like it got a little bit of the speckle in it, though. It's a good-looking belt, damn, though. I got to give it to him. And my boy Jordan Devlin, the Irish ace, got that thing. Then after that, Santana Garrett got her ass handed to her real quick.
Was it like 20 seconds?
No, it was 7 seconds, bro. It was short. No, it was 10. It was 10 seconds. It was short. It was really short. But yeah, she got her ass handed to her, which is bad, man. Cause Santana Garrett, she could be somebody.
Well, they got to make sure Bianca Belair looks dominant
right
before her loss to
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley, yeah.
Which, because she's gonna lose. Because they are hyping up the fact that Rhea Ripley is going to WrestleMania to face Charlotte Flair. I don't know how fuck Charlotte keeps getting all these big high profile matches, man. Just let it go.
It's the last name.
She's trash, though.
It's the last name.
And for anybody out there who likes Charlotte Flair and just took offense to be calling her trash, go back and watch the program that her and Sasha Banks had, where they had all those goddamn matches against each other, and tell me that bitch ain't trash in the ring. She almost hurt Sasha like 8 times. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So then after that, of course, we had Rhea Ripley come down, and she got hit with what the fuck is Bianca's finishing?
I don't know.
I forget what it's called, but
it doesn't even matter. She got hit with
the move. And then we had a pretty decent match with Adam Cole and Kushida.
I want to say before that, though, they had a nice video package of Mark Henry hyping up Keith Lee and Donovan Dijakovic's match. That was a nice video package.
I think that's going to be a great match.
That match is going to steal the show.
That's going to be a great match. And they fighting for the North American Championship. Yeah,
that match is going to steal the show. We all know
Keith Lee is going to keep the belt. But that's going to be one hell of a match.
I think every match on this card is predictable.
You think every match on this card
is predictable? Every match.
So you think Adam Cole, Tommaso Ciampa is predictable?
Yeah.
You think Dakota Kai, Tegan Nox in a street fight, predictable?
Yep.
Who you got winning that again? You said Tegan, right? No, you said
Dakota Kai.
And you said Adam Cole for the...
Yeah, Adam Cole's going to win.
And then you said the Broserweights.
Yep, they're going to win.
They're going to win. Okay.
And Keith Lee's going to win.
Takeovers, man. NXT is always
known... matches are going to be good.
Yeah, but NXT is always known for throwing one at us. They throw one at us. So, I know all of these seem predictable, but it's been some cards where we've been like, what? They made that move? I didn't think they was going to make that move. Like, we didn't think they was going to take the Cruiserweight belt off of Angel Garza that quick. I think he like the shortest reigning Cruiserweight champion in history.
I don't know. Leo Rush, he ain't hold that belt long either. He ain't hold that belt long at all. He might have held that shit for like 2 weeks, it felt like.
Nah, because I think him and Angel Garza, though, they had like 3 matches before.
Nah, they had 2 matches.
Okay. Hey, man. It is what it is. But did you watch? I think you said you didn't watch AEW.
No. I have not watched AEW since January. Okay. The first episode of January.
So on the AEW show, I'm trying to remember it because it was real quick that I watched this shit. I just like skimmed through it real quick. But on the AEW show, it opened the show with Hangman Adam Page. Why the fuck was I about to say Hangman Adam Cole? I was Hangman Adam Page and Kenny Omega defending their championships against SCU. Now, they got this program going on where the Dark Order, Evil Uno, and Stu Grayson, I think I got their names right, and they got 2 other guys with them. They are teasing a somewhat higher power. They call them the Exalted One.
Yeah, they'll be Matt Hardy. In a couple of weeks.
Well, nobody knows.
It'll be Matt Hardy in a couple of weeks.
I don't know. I don't think it'll be Matt Hardy.
His contract is up.
I know his contract is up, but the way they have this, the way it's written out, the way it seems like it's written out, it seems like they already have a person in that role. Because the way they're doing it, unless they're just going to be like, fuck what we just was doing, and they're going to scrap everything that they just was doing, and they just going to make him the Exalted One.
They already did that. Well, not with this storyline, but yeah, with another storyline.
Yeah, they did that with another storyline. But I'm just saying, unless they could just go, just don't pull a WWE on us and be like, oh, well, forget about everything that we just was doing. He's the Exalted One. The way
that's
they got,
exactly what they're going to do.
But yeah, but the way they got this shit set up right now is Christopher Daniels, he's, every time the Dark Order is coming out to confront SCU, Christopher Daniels is nowhere to be found. He even left ringside to go to the back when the Dark Order came up on the video screen. Talking shit to them. He was like, no, I'm going to go get these guys. You going back there by yourself, nigga? Like, it's just you. It's 4 motherfuckers back there. And you just going to go back there by yourself? While we got a match right here for the tag belts? That's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
So, they kind of making it seem like Christopher Daniels got something to do with the Dark Order. And he might be the Exalted One. Because he is the Fallen Angel, by the way.
I know.
But Hangman Page out this motherfucker doing cowboy shit, drinking people's beers in the crowd. Yo, they have made this dude fall so far. He a tag champ, but he just don't feel like a champ.
No.
Like, they got him walking around looking like a drunk. But they did win the match, which is good. You know, the Dark Order came down. Everybody came down. Because what they're having on next week's episode, they're having a battle royal for number one contendership for the tag team championships. They got the Best Friends, Chuck Taylor and Trent. They got the Butcher and the Blade, the Dark Order, which is Alex Reynolds and John Silver.
Well, I can tell you who ain't winning.
They got the Hybrid 2. And
who?
Helico.
Who?
And Helico and Jack Evans. The Hybrid 2. That's what they call themselves. I can't tell you. Those are 2 niggas that's always wearing the like fucking neon green and black.
I never heard of them.
You got the Jurassic Express. That's Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. That's my man. That's my guy. Then you got Private Party. Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Queen. And then you got Santana and Ortiz. Then you got SoCal Uncensored, SCU, Frankie Kazarian, Scorpio Sky. Then you got the Stronghearts, Seema and T-Hawk. And then you got the Young Bucks. All of them are going to be in a battle royal to determine who will face the AEW Tag Team Champions at Revolution. Also on the episode next week, they got Kenny Omega and Adam Page facing the Lucha Brothers for the titles. So whoever wins that match will face the winner of the Battle Royal at their Revolution pay-per-view. Now, who you said was going to win that match?
Young Bucks. They got a storyline with going with Kenny and Hangman right now.
So the Elite's facing the Elite?
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. Like, Kenny's trying to broker the peace between them. But, yeah. Hey, man, he ain't feeling the Young Bucks.
Because he trying to do cowboy shit and drink.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
Yeah. I'm forgetting everything that happened on this motherfucking show.
It doesn't matter.
Only thing I remember is...
I'm surprised we're even talking about AEW.
Jeff Cobb is on AEW.
Just for now. He's not signed.
He's not signed, but he's doing a little program right now. He is going to face Jon Moxley next week. And Cody Rhodes
is facing... I heard they didn't even want him.
They didn't want who?
Jeff Cobb to do this part.
Then why'd they let him do the part then?
I think because he was available. They wanted, what's the big white boy in New Japan?
What big? Oh,
Lance Archer.
Lance Archer.
Because he's got a storyline with Mox.
Okay. That'd have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Well, Yeah, he does got a storyline with Mox.
Mm-hmm.
Did I actually watch that? No, I didn't watch that match. But Cody is fighting Warlow, whoever the fuck that guy is. The guy that be with MJF. Maxwell Jacob Freeman, who is my favorite. I can't stand MJF. Heel. You're not supposed to stand him.
No, well, I bet he can't wrestle worth a damn.
He can, bro. You've never seen MJF wrestle?
No, because he don't fucking wrestle.
Okay, man. You got to watch the show, then. You got to watch the Revolution pay-per-view because he's going against Cody. It's going to be a great match because those two guys are good in the ring.
Yeah,
MJF is a really good wrestler, man.
All right. Every time I see him in the ring, he ain't worth shit. So.
Well, you only seen him in one match. What? It was like the Battle Royal, wasn't it?
Oh, he's had a couple matches on tag matches on AEW.
Oh, okay. But Cody's going up against Warlord in a steel cage match next week. So I want to check that out. See what happens.
Coming from someone who told me I don't give a fuck about AEW. And I told you to get back into it because it wasn't half bad.
Yeah, it wasn't half bad. You know. Jake Hager about to get in the ring. He's fighting Dustin. He's fighting Dustin Rhodes at the pay-per-view.
About damn time.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will be his first match.
First match. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Can't wait to see it. I'm going to watch it free on YouTube or something the day after. Because I ain't paying for no goddamn pay-per-view.
You have a Fire Stick.
I don't use my Fire Stick like that no more. Like, it takes too long for me to goddamn get shit up. It's whatever. But what else going on in sports? Oh. Antonio Brown is making his rounds.
Yes, he's apologizing.
He's doing interviews. He was on Hot 97. He was on The Breakfast Club. Them motherfuckers played his whack ass song on the radio.
Nigga, I told you that's fire. I can't even say that with a straight face. I don't even know how I did it the first time.
Yo, they played his trash ass song on the radio, bro. I was like, what? He out there making his rounds, man. He messy out there, man. He said T.O. broke. Why would he listen to T.O. when T.O. don't acknowledge the mistakes that he made? Like, bro, I thought you supposed to have been apologizing. Like, I thought you supposed to have been doing a kiss the NFL's ass tour right now.
The NFL don't give a fuck about T.O.?
Nah, I'm talking about him. I'm talking about Antonio Brown.
The NFL don't give a fuck about T.O.?
I know the NFL don't give a damn about T.O.
So you can talk shit about T.O. too.
Like,
they don't mind that.
You supposed to be out here, man, you know, doing the NFL Kiss My Ass tour. That what you supposed to be doing.
And he is.
You supposed to be kissing the NFL's ass right now.
He is.
Nah, I don't think so.
Why? Because he talks shit about T.O.?
Nah, he was talking shit. He was talking mad shit.
About who?
He was talking shit about the NFL in general. Like, yo, they supposed to care for you. They supposed to look out for you.
No, they're not.
But they ain't looking. You know, we'll see what happens if they gonna really look out for me. They said that they said that they'd help me out.
Nigga, you got legal issues. They ain't helping you.
Yeah, you got legal issues. You got cases.
You have legal issues, nigga. Not the NFL.
It's all you.
Word up. You tripping, dog.
But, you know, he's out there, man. He's, you know, I think these interviews that he's doing is only hurting him, man. It's not helping you, bro. It's not helping you. You're supposed to stay off the motherfucking interview. Stay out of the media presence.
Yeah, he needs an interpreter.
He needs an interpreter?
Yes.
Don't you mean representation?
No, like, an interpreter.
He needs somebody to interpret what the fuck he's saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Word.
You say that shit like that motherfucker don't speak English.
No, I'm just saying, when he says something wrong, the interpreter steps in. Well, he meant to say this. Oh, and then he'll agree with it, like, yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, no, he need a PR person. He needs a public relations person. That's what you're saying? He needs
an interpreter. A PR person can't help him. His PR is already fucked up. He needs an interpreter.
He needs somebody to be like, yo, what he meant to say was, this is what he meant to say. Yeah, that's right. But he don't have that, so. I wish Antonio Brown nothing but the best. Because I just feel like that nigga's never getting back in the league. Never.
He'll get back on the Steelers. He kissing all their asses.
Well, he did say in one of the interviews, he said that he had just spoke with John Gruden a few days ago. And John Gruden is one of his biggest supporters. So they asked him if going back to the Raiders was a possibility. And he kind of brushed it off, but he was just saying, you know, I just got to wait 5 weeks for NFL free agency to open up. You know. Got to get a coach to believe in me. He can go in liaison to get a general manager to believe in me, who can then go in liaison with an owner that believes in me so I can get signed to a team.
Yeah, I can see him back on the Steelers.
Doesn't matter. He still would go on that commissioner's assembly.
No, I'm just saying.
As soon as he signed.
I'm just saying. I can see him back in the Steelers jersey.
Yeah.
Because they need him. They need him. Juju needs him.
Juju needs him.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
No, it's the truth. Juju is not a number one receiver.
Juju had like what, 500 yards this year?
He did have some shitty quarterback play though.
Yeah, he did. It is what it is. We got anything else going on in the sports world, man?
No.
That's about it. Oh.
What?
We did watch... Did we talk about John Jones last week?
I didn't watch it.
I watched it. That dude gave him a good fight. Dominique Reyes gave him a good fight.
See, I can't watch that shit because by the time the main event starts, I'm asleep. That shit come on what, like 12:30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught the match. It was after I had dropped you off.
Mm-hmm. Because I had watched two matches And then the main event still didn't come on. And I was like, I went to sleep. Like, yeah, man, fuck
late.
This.
It was late. I don't even remember when I texted you. I texted you right after the fight had ended. I think that was like 12:45 or something. Yeah.
I'm not staying.
They went all five rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. That was a good fight. I think Reyes deserves another opportunity.
Which he probably won't get. Because Jones, he's probably going to move up to heavyweight and get beat.
I mean, if he moves up, then, you know, the championship match should feature Reyes then, you know. Whoever they would have him fight, I don't know. It's 'cause I don't watch it that much. I just try to check out, like, the big name cards.
I only want to see Nunez fight. I don't care about nobody else in UFC.
When her next fight is?
I don't know.
Okay, when you figure that out, let us know. Because I want to see her fight, too.
Pour it up.
You got anything else for the people, bro?
The only thing I'm looking forward to, sports-wise, really, February 22nd, Deontay Wilder versus Fury.
That's next Saturday.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Them events just rolling out, man. Just coming out.
Because I watched their first fight over last night. They did a replay after I watched the NBA shit on ESPN. Mm. They did a full replay of the fight.
Okay.
It was a good fight, man.
I wonder if I could see that on ESPN Plus. They are not a sponsor, by the way.
You might be able to. Like I said, I watched it on ESPN. They replayed the whole fight last night.
Yeah, I might check that out. But we definitely going to watch that next Saturday. I don't think anything else is going on next week.
Nah, I don't think
so. It's the week after they got the Super Showdown. But if you ain't got nothing else for the people, man, I don't have anything else for the people. Hit that Facebook group up.
Which y'all don't do.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. We appreciate you guys, as always. The ones who do listen, who do participate with us, we appreciate you. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Wax Slicker. This has been the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast, and we out.
We out.